Greetings and welcome again to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspirations. This is Philip Hodson, and today we will be continuing with our study of the 23rd Psalm, and I believe we are starting today in the fourth verse. So let's begin by reading through the Psalm once again. Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, we've spoken of the first three verses over the last few days, and I mentioned how, you know, we're speaking, this is a Psalm of David, and David is sharing something of the Lord, Jehovah, Yahweh, as we see there in verse 1. He's sharing how he has come to know him as his shepherd, how he knows the Lord to be a shepherd. And David is very familiar with what it is to be a shepherd. David has spent hours and hours and days and nights together with his father's sheep for many years as a young man, as he grew up caring for his father's sheep. And he knew very much what it was to be a shepherd. And he knew very much what it was to carry the sheep upon his heart in such a way that he would indeed lay down his very life to protect them, to preserve them, to get them to where they were going, to make sure that they were fed and watered, to make sure that no enemy would enter in. He knew what it was to take absolute possession and responsibility for sheep. And he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And oh, I love it. You know, I shall not want. I shall not come up deficient at the end of the path. And in a sense, he's saying, I shall hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. The Lord is my shepherd. He will lead me from victory to victory, from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from grace to grace. He's my shepherd." And we read about how he cares for his sheep. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters, restores my soul. And then yesterday we finished with that part, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I was just overviewing some notes that I had. I thought it would be good to maybe read those here at this point, notes that I'd taken. They're mine, but it's not just coming off of my tongue right here. It's things that I'd written down in my own notes on that verse, and wrote, "For his name's sake, he leadeth me for his name's sake. When a garden or yard is being overrun by cattle, sheep, horses, or any other livestock, who will be sought? Who will be blamed and held responsible for the damages or the harm done?" In Exodus 22:5, it says, "If a man causes a field or a vineyard to be grazed and lets loose his animal, and it feeds on another man's field, he shall make restitution from the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard." And we see that when sheep or cattle or livestock in any way get into somebody else's property, that man who owns them, who has taken possession of them, the one to whom they belong, will be responsible before God to make full restitution of the very best of his own field, to make up for what was lost in the other person. What will be uttered by the lips of the offended party? Whose are these? Where is their shepherd? Where is the pastor? Jesus places his name upon his children, and they are his. We read in Psalm 79, "So we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever." In 95, verse 7, he says, "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." In Psalm 100, verse 3, "Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." He has placed his name upon us, and he will lead, guide, disciple, discipline, and deliver for his name's sake. David was not only an experienced shepherd, but he had also sinned. And he was as that little sheep which had strayed from the fold and had brought dishonor to his shepherd's name, as it says in 2 Samuel 12:14, that because of his sin that he had given the Gentile people a reason to blaspheme God. And David knew what it was like to have his shepherd bring him back. And thus David did well understand the force of these words, "He will lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." When we wander or stray, then we do so bearing his name, if we are indeed the children of God, if the Spirit of God dwells in us. As the good shepherd, he will bring us back into his fold for his name's sake. Oh, may we learn to find comfort in these words. And then we will proclaim with David, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." He is the good shepherd, and he will not leave us alone to find our own ways. He will always go before us, as it says in John 10, verses 3 and 4. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. He always goes before us, and thus there is not a path which we may tread upon which he has not already walked before us and prepared the way, if we are indeed following him, if we love him and are following his voice. Truly, he has so prepared the way that he has designed that all things will work together for good to them that love him and follow his voice and his call, as Romans 8:28 tells us. He will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and he will even surround us in death's dark valley. Surely his goodness and mercy will relentlessly pursue us as a hound pursues a coon or a lion its prey all the days of our lives. Oh, this thought and realization should cause our cups to overflow in joyful praise and adoration to his precious and beautiful name. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. May you be encouraged with these words, and may you make your calling and election sure. May you know for certain that you know his voice, that you love him, and you follow him. And if this is the reality in your life, all of these promises are yours. And he will lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. May the Lord bless you this day. Tomorrow we will continue on further. God bless you.